Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for tuning in. On phone line now is Mike Frerichs, the state treasurer for Illinois, and he wants to give you some money. Treasurer, welcome.
Steve, thanks for having me on. It's one of the best parts of my job, giving away money.
And
but
so,
it's also one of the most difficult parts of my job.
Why is it difficult?
Well, because, Steve, imagine you went home today, you checked your mailbox, and you had a letter from the state of Illinois that said the state wants to give you money.
Yeah.
What would your first thought be?
I would say, well, this is part of their problem. They should be keeping this money.
Well, we should keep the money that comes in as tax dollars, but I'm a consumer advocate. I fight with corporations and banks to get money that belongs to Illinois residents. And the money I oversee in unclaimed property doesn't belong to the state, doesn't belong to me. It's my job to get it out. And too many people throw those letters away, figuring it must be a scam.
So, and right, so we're talking about two different things, right? This money match program is where you actually proactively find the would-be or the owner of the money, the would-be recipient, and verify the address and then send it out. And then there's the website where I can go log on and see if there's any unclaimed money that's in my name, correct?
Correct. They're both the same program, unclaimed property, different ways of delivering it. So I can't tell you the number of people who reached out to me when I got elected and say, Treasurer, you're holding on to my money. And I would say, great. But then they'd say, oh, you go ahead and keep it. It's too much of a hassle. So we created a new program, Money Match, a new way to get money into people's hands. So basically, we compare our database of unclaimed property to other state databases. And if we find a match, if we find that you're still living at that address, we'll mail you a letter telling you to expect a check. And if it gets returned to us, we know that you've moved. But if it doesn't, we just mail you a check, and all you have to do is cash it and hopefully spend it somewhere this holiday season in a local business and help our local economy.
Let's talk a little bit about what this money is, because I think it's there's some good advice to be had there. What is this cash?
So this comes in from a lot of sources. It could be money from a forgotten bank account. It could be property from a forgotten safe deposit box. Maybe you qualified for a rebate or a refund from a company. Maybe you put a deposit with a power company and then you moved and didn't get your deposit back. Those companies don't get to hold on to that money just because you didn't claim it. It still belongs to you. And on behalf of citizens of the state, we send our auditors in, find it, and then try very hard to track down the owners.
And don't banks...
It's not our money.
Don't banks or other institutions, they're responsible to every once in a while audit their accounts, and if they find an account that hasn't been used in a number of years, then that money goes to you as well?
That's exactly what happens. Now, what they should first do is make an attempt to notify the account holder. In some cases, it gets turned over to us because the account holder has died. In some cases, they've forgotten about the account and they've moved, and so the letter doesn't get to them. But as a consumer protection thing, we then take it over and we have an incentive to track down the rightful owners.
So I got a little freaked out a few years ago when I was talking about this, because if you have an account that is, say, a savings account or a long-term a mutual fund or something like that, that you intend to just let sit for 30 years, if you do literally just let it sit for 30 years and they don't find you, you could lose that money in a way, or the money could go to you, and then we'd have to find it a different way.
Exactly. You'd never lose it, but it might be an additional hoop or obstacle you'd have to jump through. But if you have multiple accounts at that bank, let's say you have a checking account at that bank, you have a savings account, and you have a CD, participation or activity in any one of those accounts resets the clock.
Okay. So
if there's no activity, if there's no contact from you for 3 to 5 years, they'll turn it over to us. But if there's an activity in one account, that shows that you're still alive and have a relationship with that bank. They don't have to turn over your CD.
Is that the same thing for, like, say, an IRA with Franklin Templeton or something like that? If I just would just keep receiving the statements year after year, don't do anything, is there a risk that that will one day become inactive?
There is a risk of that, but as long as you're contributing to the account, if you regularly, monthly, or annually put something in, then that will not happen. You know, too often, though, we found as examples of people who have passed away, their loved ones didn't know about the existence of their IRA a safe deposit box, and the bank doesn't get to keep that money just because the property owner died. It's turned over to us, and then we will disperse it to their rightful heirs.
So the website is illinoistreasurer.gov/icash. This is separate from if you're getting the letter. Same program, different method. But you can just log on to there. I did it today for my entire family. Mike, I'm sorry to say you're not holding any of my money.
Sorry.
But you can give me some.
We do find about 1 in 4 people who check our website.
That's amazing.
We have something for them, so the odds aren't bad. And last year, the average amount was $1,000.
That is amazing to me that 1 in 4 people who log on to there. Now, obviously, well, I don't know. It's got to be fairly random. People hearing interviews like this go to check it out. 1 in 4 people have money owed to them. That's shocking to me.
Well, 1 in 4 people who go to our website.
Right,
so my
right.
guess is some people suspect they might have some, and that increases the odds. But still, 25% odds is a lot better than playing the lottery.
I did learn I have a neighbor named Bertrand who lives not too far from me by going onto your website.
It's also fun to just put your last name in there and see if there are any distant, long-lost relatives. And think about how much fun it might be over your Thanksgiving Zoom to connect with that long-lost cousin that you haven't talked to in a couple of years and say, hey, I was looking around on the state treasurer's website and found money for you.
Listen, way back in the day, I did have money that was in this account that was found for me. And it seems to me that Judy Bart Topinka, when this was starting, they would actually print the names in the newspaper. Does that sound familiar to you?
It not only sounds familiar, we still do that.
Still
but
do.
Unfortunately, not as many people take the paper as in the past. And so we have changed. We've adapted our advertising. So I come on radio programs like this. We take ads on social media in addition to still publishing names in the paper.
Yeah,
and we've made some changes, just publish our website so people can go and look.
So someone who was going through the list actually saw my name, who listens to the radio, and called me. I would have never known. And it wasn't a big amount of money, but it was a nice little surprise. I'm sure you're used to giving out those surprises.
Those surprises are fun. We tell people this, and then invariably people go on our website and put in the names of Chicago area celebrities, and you will find some. I won't mention their names. But, you know, some of these people who we have $1,000 for are worth far more than $1,000, and it's not that big of a deal for them.
All right, we're going to
so
squeeze in.
It can be difficult to return.
Let's get a quick call. Corinne, oh, did we just lose her? We just lost Corinne. Oh, never mind. Okay, so this is your favorite part of your job, and now we're going to turn to the least favorite part of your job. Mike Madigan is the party chairman for the Democrats. You are a Democratic statewide office holder. Do you think he should give up the chairmanship of his party?
Well, I think the State Central Committee is going to make that decision. I think the members of the House, several of which have taken public positions on this, are going to determine whether he should stay on as Speaker of the House. But I saw that Leader Durkin put something out saying there's an embarrassment on all Democrats. I think that Democrats are the party that's fought for an increase in the minimum wage. We have fought for marriage equality. We fought to protect workers' rights. And I don't think that all the things that we have done, we should be embarrassed about because of one member of our party.
Okay, that's fair. But you're a statewide office holder. Do you think he should stay on as party chairman?
I think that'll be a decision for the State Central Committee. We're working in our office on returning unclaimed property, getting more money in terms of investments into the state at a time when our state budget is hemorrhaging.
But
there are real problems there as well.
I'll try one more time, though, because, I mean, you're... You're one of the few who campaigns across the state. I mean, you have a stake in this, but you're just not going to take a position on it.
Yeah, it's not a vote I have. I didn't run for a party position. I ran to be state treasurer, and I am focused on doing a job here in this office to help families save for college education.
Okay.
And quite frankly, I think, you know, we have passed legislation through the House to increase the number of families who are saving. And so we have working relationships, and we continue to work with everyone involved in the process.
Okay, I pushed you too long. We're out of time, but let's go back to your favorite part of your job. Someone called, and they said, what if they don't have Internet access? What should they do?
Well, it's a little more difficult in COVID time because we have a lot of people working remotely, but you can still call into our office. Stopping by the office is no longer a possibility. We're not taking in walk-ins. We can call in and we can help. We have people on staff who can help begin that process over the phone.
Treasurer Frerichs, it's great to talk to you. I look forward to the next time.
Steve, thank you very much.
You bet. Good luck.
Have a great day and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom and Kim Gordon. WGN.